Well, Jesse Filer is on the show. I love today. I get to talk to all my friends. This is great. Our tech guru, Jesse Filer, joins us this morning as we discuss jobs and job creation in this internet age. Well, there you go. How about that for a topic? Jesse is an app developer and an author. His apps include Minutes Machine Plus, which helps you manage agendas and minutes for organizations, as well as the nonprofit Risk Book and app. He wrote the Saranac River Trail app and is launching its successor, Trails and Places, which lets you build location-based apps without writing code. How cool is that? His apps are always available on the Apple App Store. Jesse Filer, it is a pleasure. Good morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Always a delight to have you on the program. All right. So we always think that you and I, when we finish these segments, we think, oh, well, what are we going to talk about next time? Will there be anything to talk about? Will we ever run out of things to talk about? And then you come across the story that, of course, makes all of the news about Amazon, and then that gets you thinking. So let us talk about jobs and job creation in this age.
Yeah, well, what got me thinking was everyone was talking about the job creation and the tax benefits and all of these things that everyone knows about.
Important issues to weigh.
Very important issues. But I have my own interests, and although I'm interested in politics and all that stuff, that very important stuff.
Yes.
I thought, let me take a look at what are the jobs that people are talking about.
Okay.
I mean, we have the numbers floating around, 25,000 jobs, 40,000 jobs, but what would these jobs be? So I decided to take a look at the jobs that are being posted now, and I looked at the FANG companies.
Okay, now what is a FANG company?
It's the group of companies that are involved in internet and the modern economy and what's going on. FANG is an acronym for Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google.
Okay. All right.
That's
FANG.
It's an acronym, FAANG.
I like it. Okay.
Occasionally we talk before the show. I didn't have a chance to ask you this question, so forgive me for exploiting the liveness.
I love this.
The acronym is FAANG. How do you pronounce a double A?
I would think it would be elongated, wouldn't it?
I would imagine
Fong.
So. Fong.
Fang.
Fang. I like
that. Sort of sounds Southern, but sure.
Well, okay. Now, having...
Although you already sold it before as Fang. I like that.
I like Fang.
Yeah.
But Google has come along and changed its corporate name to Alphabet.
So it screws everything up.
So we have...
FANA.
F-A-A-A... N.
Fawn.
So the pronunciation of the triple A is?
I think the same as a double A, right?
That would confuse people.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But anyway, so having exhausted that exciting topic, I looked at the jobs that are being advertised, which gives us an idea of what these companies are working on. The jobs are, in the olden days, sometimes jobs were not very well described, but now they're pretty well described, especially in these companies. And if you look at these companies, and I put the job postings, the links to them, on the website so people can see them.
ChamplainArts.com.
ChamplainArts.com. You can see what they're looking for, and you can see what is coming down the pike. And that's sort of interesting. And one of the things, if people are looking for these jobs or looking to see what the jobs are, is we need, and this will not be a surprise if you think about these companies and the world in which they live, I don't think you'll be surprised that there's a new vocabulary.
Right. There's a new language.
A new language. And the language is one of the first, when you're searching jobs, you don't see classifications of jobs by department or things the sort of traditional job structures, which mirror the corporate structures. What you see is, I'm looking at one of them, you can search jobs by location. That's not particularly surprising.
Yep.
But the word that sticks out on all of these sites is not department, but teams. So you can look at the teams and see what the companies, how they organize themselves. And that's what I found sort of interesting. And
so when you say that of teams, meaning, I don't know how good of a team player I am, Jesse. What does that mean? What do I have to do?
Well, let me, I just happen to have some of the team listings here.
Excellent.
I'm looking at Amazon, and these are some of the teams that they are advertising. One of the things that these all of these companies are doing is when you look at the job postings, things have real... This has, I think, been going on for quite a while. It's now very hard to distinguish between the product advertising and the job recruiting postings. They're selling their companies. The people who can fill these jobs are in demand. So the some of the teams that Amazon is looking to staff up are, one of the first ones is data science, database administration, design, economics, editorial writing, finance and accounting. That's sort of a traditional department. But you see lots of data manipulation that people are looking for. Data science shows up on most of these lists. So that seems to be data science and engineering and marketing show up on all of them.
And is this, how much of this is a moving target? I mean, how much of this is what we need today? How much of this is thinking? I'm asking the question because one of the things that we've discussed, you and I, for years, is just how quickly all of this changes. So do we have enough of an eye on the prize going forward that these jobs are sustainable for a long period of time? Or like everything else in the tech world, they change quickly?
Well, these teams that I'm looking at, and again, this is a sample of job postings that I looked at a few days ago. So they can change by the hour. But most of the jobs that where they're trying to staff up that I can see are disciplines that are like data science, which is a relatively new discipline. It is a new discipline, but it helps people. Helps them analyze what is going on with the new products. And so it should be sort of immune to, you know, the product du jour.
Okay. So you have to sell the potatoes, whether they're red potatoes or white potatoes or
things
wireless
like,
potatoes, they still have to be sold.
And you have to understand what's going on as people are thinking about buying them and you're thinking about selling them. So data science crops up everywhere. Another thing, I'm looking at the Netflix postings.
Yep.
Another team that they're trying to staff up is, big surprise, content. Content shows up on most of these job postings. Content is what they want. And if you sort of unwrap that and look at what content means for these major companies, the companies that seem to be building a new type of environment, who do they need for content? For software engineering or hardware engineering, it's pretty clear what you need. You need software engineers and hardware engineers. For content, it's not clear entirely what you need, but knowing a few people who are interested in these areas, I think some of the people who are very excited to see job postings for content are actors.
Hmm.
And writers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tremendous demand for these people. A friend of mine who is in New York, who's been around for a while, said that it reminded her very much, what she was hearing, reminded her very much of what was going on in New York City in the early 50s as television came in. They couldn't get enough content.
So I'm just curious, I apologize in advance. As you said, we didn't get a chance to talk in advance, and although I don't know if I would have had this question without what you just said. But it is so I just want to make it personal for a second. I mean, your job is somewhat you are a wanderer. You go from gig to gig, right? So that's a different job than saying I am going to work for Netflix or I'm going to work for Google or I'm going to work. But that essentially is your job, too, is content, right?
Content, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that's what I do.
So what is the benefit of being your own boss and working for, versus working for FANG?
Well, the benefits are, I wouldn't talk about benefits. I say there are differences.
Okay.
Being independent, an independent developer like I
yeah.
am, or like many actors are. The advantage of that is that the independence, and you can do what you want and what you believe in. The disadvantage is that you do not get a regular paycheck.
But I would think it comes, the advantages would come on the creative side, meaning
yes.
that you can create what you want. There's nobody hovering over you. The possibilities are infinite.
The possibility, although it is a gig, in a gig economy, it's during a limited period of time, like for 6 months or a year or even 2 years, there are people hovering over you because you're not totally on your own.
Sure.
But I was just talking to a friend, an actor who's working on a project that he's been working on for several years, and I would describe it as he described it as a video project. I describe it as a content development project, and it's the same project.
Yeah,
we're just talking about it differently.
Content is key, and I mean the more stuff we have, the more apps, the more ability we have for different things, we're going to need the content, right?
Content is what's been important for millennia.
In the few moments that we have, in the three or four moments that we have, let me just ask you, let's go back to Amazon for a second. So these jobs that they have of 25,000 jobs, well, how many of those are talking about what you're talking about versus making sure that the lemon peeler makes it to 127 Houston Street in Cincinnati?
If you look at the job postings for Amazon, if you look at the team fulfillment and operations management, they have 793 open jobs at the moment, as of yesterday. Fulfillment has 84 open jobs. Economics has 45. So you can see a lot of the jobs are fulfillment and operations.
And are those, and I understand this is a sliding scale, but are those good paying jobs?
You can't tell from this.
Right.
What you can do, because there are no secrets anymore.
And there are not.
What you can do, and I've done it, other people have done it, is if someone comes after you with an idea for a job, you know, would you be interested in this job? You can take the job title and the company name and find out what the salary is.
So
it's pretty easy.
There are ways of finding out.
And the other thing that's going on that I think is very interesting is if you look at what's happening in at least this segment of the world, these companies are all very interested in diversity, and they've moved beyond just saying in the tech world, they've moved beyond saying we need more women. Now it's true diversity, and one of the next barriers is age.
And how do you feel about that barrier? I mean, how do we get over that barrier? We have less than a minute, but go ahead.
I know how some companies are doing it. I'm talking to a friend of mine who's working basically the same sort of stuff that I do and has been doing it for the same amount of time. And both of us got calls to recruit us at the same time recently. So we are post-millennial, I would say. in terms of age.
Otherwise, none of your damn business. Jesse Filer provides consulting services to small businesses and nonprofits. His website is champlainarts.com. There are all the information that we talked about, some great links available on that website, champlainarts.com. We have the link on our site as well. Jesse, we love having you here. Thank you very much.
Good to be here.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.